Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Alaska Energy Authority Executive Director Curtis Thayer promoted the importance of the Kenai Peninsula to Alaska's energy needs in a presentation to the joint Kenai-Soldana Chambers of Commerce on Wednesday at the Kenai Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center. Thayer talks about Kenai Peninsula's abundance of energy sources.
Well, actually, the Kenai Peninsula, to me, they're in a great spot because we have Bradley. There's a Bradley Hydro Project. We want to expand Bradley, plus the land that's available for solar farm or wind farm. And let's not dismiss natural gas in Cook Inlet. I'm saying the energy that fuels the rail belt potentially is all going to come from the Kenai Peninsula.
Thayer went on to explain the purpose and the function of the Alaska Energy Authority.
Alaska Energy Authority is to try to lower the cost of energy across the state. We do it in two different ways. We have urban energy, which is the rail belt. We take that from Homer to Fairbanks. With that, we own Bradley Lake, the largest hydro project outside of Homer. We have transmission lines both on the Kenai Peninsula and the north to Fairbanks to help lower that cost by having these built-in infrastructure. And then in rural Alaska, we look at their powerhouses, their bulk fuel, renewables. And so it's really a mixture of urban area and rural Alaska.
Learn more at RadioKenai.com. It happens twice a year in Alaska. And this weekend, Daylight Savings Time comes to an end Sunday, November 6th at 2 a.m. We'll set our clocks back 1 hour. In March of each year in the United States, the clocks spring forward an hour, and in November, they fall back an hour. As people turn their clocks back 1 hour this weekend for the end of daylight savings time, authorities are asking everyone to test their smoke alarms. Kenai Fire Chief Tony Pryor.
Yeah, as always, we like to try to get that PSA out there that anytime we do the daylight savings time is the perfect time for you to check the batteries and replace them in your smoke detectors. Also, when you're looking at those or replacing them, make sure that the detectors are no more than 10 years old. We recommend you replace them after 10 years of service anyways. So that's a great time when you're replacing those batteries to also take a look at the manufacture date of the detectors and determine if it's time to actually replace them or not.
If you're not able to reach your smoke detector or need assistance for other reasons, call the non-emergency contact number for Central Emergency Services at 907-262-4792 or the Kenai Fire Department at 907-283-7666. The Homer Fish and Game Advisory Committee, a local group that meets to discuss fishing and wildlife issues and to provide recommendations to Alaska Board of Fisheries and Alaska Board of Game, has scheduled a public meeting for November 10th at the Kachemak City Center in Homer, Alaska. Agenda items include discussion of election for expired terms, discussion of the new proposals, Board of Game agenda change requests, recap of moose season, and other subjects properly brought before the committee. For updates on the agenda, you can find a link on our website at RadioKenai.com. You'll also find more information about what's happening with the Board of Fisheries and the Board of Game. For further details, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski announced Thursday that Alaska was awarded $13.7 million through the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. Overseen by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, this funding will help low-income individuals and families pay for home heating costs this winter and cover unpaid utility bills. These funds will also help families make cost-effective home energy repairs to lower their heating and cooling bills. For more details, visit RadioKenai.com. That's news of the Kenai in Alaska. I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.